Thank you very much. WMJI Magic 105.7 underway on a Thursday. A new report from the government right now from the United States Census Bureau says one out of every seven Americans, is now living in poverty. Mm-hmm. That is the highest level since 1994. The rest are all census workers. But the rest, one out of seven live in poverty now, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting worse daily, it seems like. In 2008, 13.2% of Americans were below the poverty line. That jumped to 14.3% last year, meaning 3.7 million more Americans fell into poverty last year. If there's any good news, that's a smaller jump than many experts predicted. That's sad when the only good news you can come up with is saying, well, the experts didn't predict it to be quite that figure. If there's the poverty line for the poverty line for an income is about $11,000 a year for a single person. $11,000 a year, and $22,000 a year for a family of four.
That man.
Try to imagine doing a family of four on $22,000 a year. Although it doesn't seem like it was maybe all that long ago to me that you could live on $22,000 a year.
When you were paying $3,000 for a car.
Yeah. The report also showed that one in five American children now live in poverty. One in four blacks live in poverty. One in four Hispanics are below the poverty line. In August, national unemployment rate, 9.6%. That is up from 4.6 only 3 years ago. 4.6 3 years ago. We're now at 9.6. And I got a feeling that figure's closer to 20% because you've got almost, in a lot of areas, you got over 10%. But there's a lot of people who just stopped looking, and those people don't even figure into this now. So there's that large group of people who've been unemployed for a long period of time and just stopped looking. And yeah, they're also unemployed.
It is. I'm sure it's higher, but also that other figure would have been higher too.
What figure?
You say it used to be 4.6.
4.6. Yeah. 3 years ago it was 4.6.
Yeah, so I'm saying it would have been higher back then too, wouldn't it?
I guess so. It depends. And now times are so tough out there for the last few years that people just gave up looking. At 4.6, it obviously wasn't that tough. Things weren't that bad.
Right. I'm just saying it's never been a real figure.
I doubt that figure is going to be inflated that much more. I think now it's much worse. Obama has his work cut out for him if he's going to reach his goal of every American. But we'll see what happens. That's kind of where it stands right now. One out of every seven now live in poverty. 14 minutes after 6 on a Thursday morning in Cleveland with Lanigan and Malone.
All right, now, Chip, you got to help me out here a little bit. Okay. What do I know about this kind of stuff?
Here we go, folks.
And Jimmy DeMora can continue to serve as county commissioner.
That was what the judge said.
All right, and he will be able to do the duties of a county commissioner because, I mean, he's going to serve as a county commissioner.
Now, he can't, with some exceptions. Yes,
so
yes,
he can't talk about personnel decisions.
Okay, personnel decisions. Those are out.
He can't discuss anything related to projects, businesses, or people referenced in his indictment.
Okay, those are out.
All right. He can't discuss or vote on juvenile justice center matters.
Right, that's out.
He can't vote on engineer's office matters.
Okay.
All right. He can't vote on halfway house services.
He can't?
Can't.
Right.
He can't vote on anything related to unions or union members. He can't vote on funding for Parma, Lakewood, Bedford, Solon, or Berea. He can't vote on common pleas court budgets.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot talk to any county employee besides commissioners, which would be Peter and Tay, without his lawyer being present. So, like, if he wants to say hello to a secretary, he has to wait for his lawyer to get there.
No, you can say hello. You're not talking. You're simply saying hello.
It's not a conversation.
It's not like, hi, would you like to come to a motel with me? Nothing like that. It's simply hello. Try to get this right.
What is this? This is like an episode from some TV comedy show.
Why didn't you just tell us what he's allowed to do?
I really don't know.
Because that might be easier.
I think he's allowed to talk to Tim and Pete.
Yeah. Well, no, they're employed. Well, I mean, they're not employees, technically.
No, they say any kind of employees besides commissioners.
Okay. So you can talk to them. Do they want to talk to him?
They're probably saying, how do I get on the list?
Yeah. Hey, Your Honor, put me on the list of do not talk.